learning and networking. Whether your first contact with a property owner leads to an eventual purchase or not is not that important. The whole exercise is worth the practice and the learning that can only come from doing. I find that no matter how much I think I know about a market, I always come away from conversations with property owners knowing more than I did before. You'll be surprised at how quickly you will come to know a market or submarket by talking to property owners within it. As a side benefit, I also know I've established another entire network of people for future leads. I found several properties this way. One building I now own came my way from a property owner who didn't want to sell the building I initially contacted him about. Instead, we ended up doing a deal on another property a few miles away. This happens often. This whole process is about becoming an expert, putting out feelers, and getting some action going. So don't be discouraged if your first calls are rejections. It's like fishing. You put the worm on the hook, cast it out, and see what comes back. Eventually, one or two will bite, and then the real action begins. And that's the focus of our next section, determining the initial valuation of the property. Is it really a diamond? If you forget everything else you hear in this audiobook, this is a section I hope you not only remember, but refer to often. Because if you master the process I'm revealing in this section ahead, your life as an investor in rental property will be infinitely easier. Infinitely. It's true that your success in this business is a result of your preparation. That's the message and the purpose of the early parts of this program. But regardless of how prepared you are, you can create a disaster for yourself in a matter of seconds if you can't tell a diamond from a cubic zirconium. That's the time it takes to sign your name on a dotted line of a bad deal. I know that sounds pretty scary. There is little gray area separating a good deal from a bad one. And to me, gray area is made up of black and white. A deal is either good or bad, and fortunately, a bad one is easy to define. It is simply a deal where the numbers don't work. In other words, it's when the projected cash flow, income minus total expenses, equals a low or negative number. Remember, in good deals the numbers work, in bad deals they don't. Does this seem terribly obvious? Of course it does. But you'd be surprised at how many times investors ignore this simple truth. They purchase property based on the seller's asking price or something close to it, instead of the operational performance of the property. Here are a few principles about property investing we need to get out on the table right now. The seller's asking price is irrelevant. You determine the property value, which becomes your offer. With multiple units, the property value is based on the current cash flow of the property. These three principles are the foundation for everything else in this section. That's because in this section, I will walk you through my own personal system for determining property valuations for multiple units. It's called the 5-step property evaluation, and I've used it for the past 15 years with outstanding results. Here it is in a nutshell. Number 1, verify property income. Number 2, verify expenses. Number 3, determine net operating income. Number 4, find the capitalization rate and valuation. Number 5, calculate the loan payment and your return on investment. I use these 5 steps to come up with the initial cash flow for a potential property and arrive at an offer price. To do that, we analyze everything associated with expenses and everything associated with income. In the end, we have a solid picture of the bottom line and are in a good position to make our initial offer. You'll realize the importance of this process when you think of it this way. Would you put your money in a mutual fund without looking at its past earnings performance? Would you put your money in an annuity if you did not know the annual interest rate? Probably not. Well, why invest in real estate without a reasonable estimate of what your return on investment would be? In real estate investing, return on investment is also called cash on cash, and it is your net cash flow as a percentage of your down payment. For instance, If you put $100,000 down on a property and it brings in $1,000 of income per month, your cash on cash is 12% per year. Not bad. But if that same property brought in $500 per month, your 6% return may not seem worth your time. Step number one, verify property income. Even if the seller discloses the current income on a rental property, either through a pro forma document or verbally, verify it. Property income is perhaps the most important factor when it comes to buying investment property. Unlike your primary residence mortgage, which the bank secures with your own assets, rental investment property loans are most often secured by the income-generating potential of the property itself. If you don't verify income right up front, you'll have to do it later for the bank, so there's no time like the present. And this one variable will tell you without going any further whether this property is worth any more of your time. Before we get too far, let's define some terms. There are three types of income to consider with any property: actual income, actual potential income, and future potential income. Actual income is the total income the property generated in the prior 12 months. Actual potential income is the total income the property could have generated in the prior 12 months had all units been 100% occupied and had the owner taken advantage of all other income opportunities.